Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael the Hebrew Hammer Brown. I am flying Han Solo for tonight's show. Welcome to the Dream Take, the number one podcast for SB Nation's The Dream Shake. And we are coming to you live right now, right after the Rockets' fourth straight loss to the very mediocre Miami Heat. The Heat beat the Rockets inside of Toyota Center 101-94. The Rockets again dropped their fourth straight game, moving to 11-14 on the season, and the Heat improve to 11-14 on the season. And let me get this out of my system now. I'm not very happy with the game tonight. I'm never happy after a loss by the Rockets, although I do fully understand and comprehend the fact that we are fully in the middle of a very interesting shift in what the Rockets are moving towards post-James Harden. Okay. When you look at tonight's box score for the Miami Heat, Tyler Hero did not play. Avery Bradley did not play. Goran Dragic did not play. Mo Harkless did not play. Mo Harkless, of those guys that I just mentioned, definitely the worst player out of those. But the Rockets tonight, just, you know, you look at the end of the first quarter, the Rockets were up by 10 points. They get out of the gates. They're beating the Heat 29-19 after one. The Heat dip into that lead, outscore the Rockets 28-24 in the second quarter to cut the Rockets' lead at halftime to only 6 points. And then the Miami Heat come out in the third quarter and just bludgeon the Rockets and outscore them 28-10. And this is now, when you score 10 points in the third quarter, and mind you, if you didn't have a chance to watch the game tonight, Christian Wood did not play. And in the third quarter, both Victor Oladipo and PJ Tucker both sustained injuries and were out for the rest of the game and did not return. So those were two huge losses for the Rockets there in the third quarter. But that's still no excuse to only score 10 points. You're an NBA team, okay? We all know that. We all get that. We all totally understand that. But to only score 10 points and get outscored by 18 points, that's ridiculous. It's not okay to have that type of performance when you had to have this game. You know, and when I say you had to have this game, when you lose three games in a row and you get to play on your home court and you play a very average Miami Heat team, do I think that they're better than their 10-14 record coming into this game? Yeah, I think they're much better than that record. When you have a rotation that includes Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Kendrick Nunn, Duncan Robinson, and I guess after tonight, Max Strus, who, you know, I know people who listening to this show are expecting me to go on some loud rampage about first-year scrub Max Strus, which is what he is. I mean, by NBA standards, he's not a great player. He's averaging 6 points a game. He's a bench guy. You know, he's a pure bench guy. And if the Miami Heat had Tyler Hero and Dragic, does Max Strus play 25 minutes tonight? No. And while he was on the court, he was a -8. So while he was on the court, his team was still getting outperformed by the Rockets. But the fact that the Rockets lose by 7 points and give up 21 points to a guy named Max Strus is simply not okay. It really just is not okay to see a guy like that score 21 points. And look, this is a Miami Heat team that made the NBA Finals last year. You know, they did lose Jay Crowder, but they did add some talent on their roster. This is a good team, but the Rockets should have won this game tonight. There was no reason for the Rockets to lose this game in my eyes tonight. There were a few things that I do want to bring up observationally that I saw while watching this game. Number one, where was DeMarcus Cousins in the fourth quarter? DeMarcus Cousins played 25 minutes tonight. He was 6 of 9 from the court. He was 3 of 4 from the three-point line. He had 11 rebounds. Yeah, he had 4 fouls, but he only played 25 minutes, which makes no sense to me when he's the only big on your roster, especially with PJ Tucker, who went out with an injury in the third quarter. So you look at the Rockets box score tonight, PJ Tucker actually played a pretty decent game tonight. He was 2 of 6 from the field, but he was 2 of 4 from the three-point line. He had 3 rebounds. He had 8 points. Jayshon Tate just continues to perform at a really high level for this Rockets team. He is turning into a guy that is turning into must-watch if you're a Rockets fan on a night-in and night-out basis. The guy just does everything that you want him to do. He guards whoever you ask him to guard. He had 16 points tonight. He had 7 rebounds. He was a ridiculously efficient 7 of 11 from the floor tonight. Once again, just went through DeMarcus Cousins' stat line. Why he only played 25 minutes, I have no idea. John Wall, 17 points. He had 7 assists. He had 6 rebounds, 5 of 13 from the field. Victor Oladipo in 20 minutes. Once again, did go out in the third quarter with an injury. Remains to be seen if he'll be back for the next game for the Rockets. Hopefully he will be. But once again, another underwhelming performance from one Victor Oladipo tonight. And I hate to be, you know, that guy, you know, who says, I told you so about the, you know, the, I hate to say, I hate to be the I told you so guy. Sorry, it took me so long to get that out. But I said it when the Rockets acquired him that I did not like Victor Oladipo in return for James Harden. The picks are great. Everything else is great. But, you know, he's showing that he just isn't a guy. He's not the dude for this team. He's not a give me the damn ball and let me go score guy. I think on a good team, I think he could potentially be a second option, but I think he's more of a third option. And look, the trade deadline is getting closer and closer, March 25th. I don't think Victor Oladipo will be here by the deadline. I think he'll be gone. It wouldn't shock me if PJ Tucker was gone as well. But dipping a little bit further into the bench tonight, Daniel House Jr. was abysmal tonight. Daniel House Jr. did not have a good game tonight. He played 31 minutes, which was crazy to me, and I'll get to that in a second. 3 of 13, 1 of 9 from the three-point line. He had 9 points. We were taught at a young age, all the basketball players out there listening to this podcast, that if your three-point shot is not falling, drive the ball to the bucket. You know, after you go, you know, you miss 3 or 4 threes in a row, give your guy a pump fake, get to the hole, and finish. And that's what Daniel House just did not do tonight, and he was flat-out bad in tonight's game, unfortunately. You look at Eric Gordon, 31 minutes, 17 points, 5 of 13 from the field, but he was only 3 of 10 from the three-point line. Sterling Brown did not have a good game tonight, 25 minutes, 1 of 5 from the three-point line. He did have 7 rebounds, so it was great to see Sterling getting involved on the boards. But, you know, when you have Sterling Brown and Daniel House combining for 1 of 14 from the three-point line and combined for 56 minutes on the court, a negative 11 in the plus-minus category, it's not good. And getting back to why I think Daniel House playing 31 minutes was questionable at best was David Nwaba only played 9 minutes tonight. He was 1 of 1 from the field. Why he only played 9 minutes tonight, I don't know. I'm unsure of a reason for that. If there was a small injury there, we'll have to wait and see what Coach Silas said in his press conference. But him only playing 9 minutes and only getting one shot attempt up just doesn't make sense at all. And finally, getting down to Ben McLemore, 6 minutes, 0 of 5 from the three-point line. Sorry, Jeremy Brenner. I mean, Ben McLemore just needs to go at this point. He's not serving a role on this team. And him being on the court just isn't serving any sort of major purpose for this team. And if he's going to play the way he's played the last couple games, he did have the outlier when he had 14 points a couple weeks ago. Why not play Mason Jones? I mean, why not give the young kid a shot if you've lost 4 games in a row and you're trotting Ben McLemore out there for 6 minutes, I would almost rather see those 6 minutes go to a guy like Ben McLemore, or excuse me, like Mason Jones. You know, right now, if you look at the G League bubble through two games, Kevin Porter Jr. is killing it in the G League with KJ Martin Jr. And look, do I think those two guys would get minutes ahead of what you have on your roster right now? On most nights, probably not. But the Rockets have lost, like I said, have lost four games in a row. It's something to keep an eye on. I would not be shocked to see Kevin Porter Jr. getting a call up to the main roster sooner rather than later. Now, getting to the key issues at hand here, look at number one, the three-point percentage for the Rockets tonight was abysmal. 15 of 50, shooting 30% from the three-point line, not going to cut it. The Miami Heat were 15 of 42 for, you know, 36%. So they did make the same amount of threes, but the Rockets had to take five more threes in order to hit that five, you know, to get those extra points there. So better percentage from Miami Heat. Look at the boards tonight. That was one of the things that Jeremy and I talked about on our last show was going to be the rebounding battle. The Miami Heat had 49 rebounds tonight, and the Rockets only had 42. So the Miami Heat out-rebounded the Rockets by seven rebounds, and especially at the end where the Rockets did a great job cutting the lead to three on a John Wall three. They hold the Heat on their first shot attempt by Jimmy Butler. Rockets can't get the rebound. And then I believe Bam had a bot, not a Bam. There was another guy who had a shot at the end for the Heat. If the Rockets get the rebound, they have the chance to tie the game with a three on the other end of the court. But the Rockets could not get the rebound, not once, but twice at the end of the game. And that sealed the 101-94 win for the Miami Heat. So the Rockets struggle on the boards. And that's not a shock. But my question is, if you know you're struggling on the rebound, the rebounding aspect of the game, but, you know, DeMarcus Cousins only playing 25 minutes. Yes, he had four fouls, but only playing those amount of minutes was really shocking to me. I really don't understand why, especially with PJ Tucker going out with an injury in the third quarter. I'm just a little taken back why he was not on the court more than the minutes that he had given to him tonight. So the rebounding battle went to the Miami Heat. And look, Jimmy Butler is a great basketball player. I mean, he really, really is. But the fact that you give up 21 points to Max Strus is infuriating. Okay, it really is. Now, to be fair to the Rockets, a lot of his shots that he hit tonight were well guarded. And sometimes you just have to, you know, tip your hat and you have to say, good shot, kid. But a first-year rookie out of DePaul who's averaging 5.6 points going off for 21 points is just not ideal for the Rockets. And I tweeted this out tonight. I hate the fact that the Rockets are becoming a team that other players – bench guys have career nights against. It's just becoming, you know, Drew Eubanks a couple games back for the San Antonio Spurs. You look at guys like Hernan Gomez having, you know, a big night against the Rockets. And tonight, unfortunately, Kelly Olynyk had 6 points, 13 rebounds. Bam Adebayo had 13 rebounds. Jimmy Butler had 10 rebounds. And look, hopefully Christian Wood, he was seen tonight walking on his injured ankle with no crutches, looks to, you know, be putting some weight on that ankle. So hopefully Christian Wood is back much sooner rather than later. But it remains a point that needs to be brought up. The two biggest areas of concern for this Rockets roster right now are backup point guard, which they simply don't have, and another big. I can't think of another team in the league that only has two bigs on their roster. On their active roster on game day, it's just ridiculous that the Rockets don't have that third guy. Now, looking ahead on the schedule, you've got the New York Knicks on Saturday night, and then you have the Washington Wizards. Both of those games are very winnable games for the Rockets. The Rockets are now the losers of four games in a row. And when you play in a condensed season, when you play in a season that has 72 games instead of 82, a four-game losing streak, is it the end of the world? Absolutely not. But it's a you're putting your team in a spot that you don't want to be in, because now you're 11-14. If you can win these next two games, you get Christian Wood back, and you start solidifying this rotation, I think the Rockets have a chance to do something this season. Now, what is that something remains to be seen. But this team is not a terrible team. When you lose Victor Oladipo, PJ Tucker, and Christian Wood against a Heat team that had won three games in a row coming into tonight, that's a hard ask. And the one thing that I will mention about the way the Rockets played in the fourth quarter was they did not give up. They could have very easily just folded in the towel and said, all right, we'll see y'all, you know, Saturday night for the Knicks. But the Rockets played really hard in the fourth quarter, and I have to commend them for that. But Coach Silas, again, for a fourth game in a row since Christian Wood has gone out, I have to question some of the minute allocation tactics that he's using. It's been mentioned in every post-game show that we have done with Christian Wood being out, and that's, you know, tonight it popped up again. Why is Nwaba only playing 9 minutes, and why is DeMarcus Cousins only playing 25 minutes when he's playing one of his better games of the season? So once again, looking ahead to Saturday night, the New York Knicks are the next Rockets opponent. Derrick Rose recently traded to the New York Knicks. For Dennis Smith. The Rockets, once again, play with, you know, a lot of energy, a lot of, you know, wherewithal of what your season looks like right now. You're three games under 500. Every game needs to be looked at as a must win for this Rockets team. So I look, you know, for DeMarcus Cousins to have another, you know, big night. Julius Randle playing at a really, really high level for the New York Knicks. So Jae Sean Tate continued to elevate his game. I think the Jae Sean Tate Julius Randle matchup is one of two grown men that will be battling down low. You know, it's looking at the schedule, relatively easy closing out against, you know, a couple teams that I think that the Rockets can win against. Or excuse me, we're still about 2 weeks away from the All-Star break, but there's a lot of games in here that I think that the Rockets can win, but they have to, you know, clean up a lot of things that they're doing on the offensive end especially. They need to get more fluid with their cuts, their rotations, and just get easier shots. Too many times tonight, the Rockets settled for bad shots. So big game on Saturday against the Knicks. Rockets need to get off of this four-game schneid, and I believe this is a good place to park the rocket ship. Thank you so much for joining me on this post-game show. Once again, your unhappy final from inside of Toyota Center. The Miami Heat defeat the Rockets 101-94. Make sure to check out all things Dream Take on our new Twitter account at The Dream Take. Once again, The Dream Take is the number one podcast for SB Nation's The Dream Shake. You can check out thedreamshake.com for all things Houston Rockets all of the time. You should be checking out our website every day because we have incredibly talented writers that have new content going up every day. You can check out my personal podcast, my own personal Twitter account at @BSWPodcast_MB. You should be able to check us out Saturday night live. We'll go ahead and send out that confirmation during the game on Saturday night against the New York Knicks. Until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets!